from Marion. It's Pete with Bank of Cardiff again. Yeah. So I was just talking to my underwriter real quick. He actually mentioned that we can do startups, but we can only do the equipment side only, not the capital part. So what do you need to get off the ground here?
Well, it's on the equipment side.
Of course.
Just totally the equipment. Now, I have one of the best guys in Texas that have designed this kitchen. It's a small 1,200 square foot space, and from his equipment cost is at $84,000.
Perfect.
And so it's at $84,000, and that would give me everything that I need to go forward. My next option would be to, I've months and months ago, well, I have a standing approval from another equipment company out of Missouri, I think, Central Restaurant Equipment, and they would give me so much. So I could, what I'm trying to say is, I could get 2 to 3 small financing loans, but I'd rather just do it all up under one.
Well, you can do it all through us for sure. So
that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, give me your shopping list. What do you need to get off the ground here?
Well, that includes the pit and the hoods and installation, deep fryers, walk-in cooler, freezer. That includes everything that I need.
And that's the one for $84K?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. So, and you already have a vendor in place for this $84K offer?
Yes, I have the kitchen planner that I have. Yes, he sent me a quote yesterday. We've been working on this project for about 6 months. I'll say now. And so, you know, that's his final quote that he gave me yesterday, and he gave me the name of a lease company to use. But when I put in my application with them today, I didn't know, and I got denied because they said that they didn't do startups. And I'm wondering, why did he send me to those people?
No, well, we actually do startups. I was actually mistaken because Marion, I've only been here for 2 years. I've never actually handled my own startup account. I haven't seen a startup, so I didn't think we did them. But, I just double-checked real quick, to make sure because, I wanted to help you out here. And we definitely do. And if you already have an invoice, all I got to do is get an application from you, and you send me that invoice, and we can start cooking on this right now.
Okay, because my kitchen professional kitchen planner, he actually recommended you guys.
Oh yeah.
After I told him about the first turn down about an hour ago, he says, "Okay, call these people," and so that's what I'm doing now.
We can definitely help you out, especially if you have a quote. All you need is the one page application, and if you you want to get that back to me by the end of today, we can start this process up, and get you cooking soon here, Marion.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you, sir. And what's your name again?
My name's Pete.
Pete. Okay. Let me ask you this, Pete. What are the credit qualifications? I'm pretty good, but I just need to know exactly what are you guys going to look at.
For the startups, we're going to look at your personal credit here just to make sure. Uh-huh. There's not really a qualification. We work with credit tiers A through D, so we can get you in one of these programs for sure. How would you rate your credit? Like good, bad, in the middle?
Okay, now I thought I was good to very good because all of the reports that I get from my credit monitoring agencies, I'm anywhere from a 680 to a 767.
Oh, you're in very good standing.
Here's the thing. I thought the same thing until I applied this morning, a couple hours ago, with this other company, and they told me that I came back at a 650. And I'm going, like, well, how could that be? I'm looking at my, you know, at my information. So I don't know what bureaus they pull or whatever, but I'm anywhere from about a 686 to a 767.
Yeah, that's odd.
And my ratio is only like 3 or 4%.
Yeah, exactly. That doesn't make any sense. We're going to take a look at that for sure, but we only do a soft pull, which means, you know, it's not going to bring down your credit.
Great.
By looking at it. I know you're new to the business. What's your expected return here for opening this restaurant? Once you get all this equipment, you said it cost about $84,000. How much do you expect to be pulling in a month? I know it's a, you know, far out from there.
Well, here's the thing, and I think it's a pretty actual estimate. I have two friends that have similar sized barbecue restaurants in Houston, been in business over a couple of years, and they routinely they're pushing out $80,000 to $120,000 a month.
Perfect. Do you have a location for this, Marion?
Yes, sir. I have a lease in my hand ready to sign, but they don't want me to sign it until I get my equipment. With that, like I said, it's been almost six months to a year I've been working on this project.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lease in hand. Everybody's just waiting.
So you got a lease in hand. You're just waiting to get the equipment open. What's the name of your vendor that's got all this equipment for you?
It's a Hangman Corporation. It's Hangman Corporation, and he's the one that referred you guys.
Okay, we gotta tell him thank you. Yeah, and you have a lease in hand. You have a location ready.
I have lease in hand. I haven't signed it because the property owner, they don't want me to sign a lease, and I don't either. He said, "Well, when you get your equipment, you know, okay, go ahead and sign the lease, and then." We'll start doing a build-out. The city plans have already been approved, and everybody's ready to go. I just need equipment.
We'll get you this. We can actually fund equipment. We can have you approved within 24 hours, and we can actually fund you within about 48 here. So, you know, it's really not out of the scope of possibility to have you up and running by next week.
Okay. It's gonna take about 90 days for the build out.
Oh, okay.
It's totally brand new space. So air conditioning, I mean, from floor up to floor to ceiling, everything is spanking brand new.
Okay, so you're just waiting for them to put in, like, the air conditioning, the electric, the plumbing.
Everything, yes. All of that's been approved by the city of Houston. But I'm not signing that lease, and they don't want me to sign it until they say, okay, you got your equipment coming.
Perfect. All right, and you got the vendor here. We got that. When are you planning to open? I know you said you're about 90 days out.
Yes, sir. If we can get the equipment commitment, you know, a commitment from a company for the equipment, construction should start around the 1st of July, and then so it would be like about 90 days out from that. They say it could be quicker, but, you know, with getting inspections and everything, it should be right about 90 days.
Perfect. And you tried another. Who'd you try earlier today where they didn't approve you?
It was First Lease Corporation out of Pittsburgh.
Okay. What are you going to do if you can't get this from us? Not saying that you can. I'm just saying, what are your other options here?
It's just to take out three separate $25,000 loans.
I see.
I've got to get going. I'm losing money every day because I have an initial investment that I'm already been paying back for, for the last 3 months, so I'm losing money every day.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other loans that you're paying? Who's the initial investment for? Was it from an investor, or is it like a, was it a loan?
No, it's a loan from Prosper Financial.
From where?
Prosper.
Prosper Financial.
Yeah, and you'll see that on the credit report.
Uh-huh. And how much was that loan for?
$25,000.
And that was just to get you off the ground here, get all the, you know, that logistics in place?
That was just a personal, just a personal loan for whatever my personal use was.
Well, okay.
Of course, I told them that it was going to be for a startup restaurant. So they deposited the money. I've had this money since January.
How much have you paid back on that loan?
And it's just sitting in my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
About $550 per month.
How much are you paying? $550 a month? How much is left on it?
I made my first payment on February the 29th. So February, March, April, May. So I've made four payments.
Okay, so you're about 2,000 down. So you got around, you know, 22 to 23 left on that. So you're still pretty. But you haven't spent that money yet?
They just take the money and it is automatic drafted out every month. I don't touch it.
Okay, is that a working capital loan? Do you know?
No, it's just a personal loan.
It's just a personal loan. Okay, perfect. Well. Marion, it sounds like you got a really solid plan, like you got everything in place here. It sounds all legitimate, all good. If you could, I'm going to send you an application. You want to get that back to me today, if you can, along with the invoice here from Hangman.
Okay.
And here, application, your invoice from Hangman. And if you have... any other documents regarding the, you know, business, like the lease, all that, it'll just help us out. Just because it is a startup, the more paperwork you have to go along with this, the better and quicker we're going to be able to help you out here. But you do sound like you got a solid business plan. You got your head on your shoulders. You know what you're talking about. You got all of the nitty-gritty stuff. You know, you told me you've been working on this for 6 months to a year now, so you got a lot of invested in it. So I really think we can help you out here and get this all done for you.
Okay, as far as the lease, I have a hard copy, but it's like about 31 pages, and I don't know how to get that
about,
to
how
you.
About just the, how about just the first page? Can you scan that at all or something?
Sure. I'll go up to my local post office, and I'll do that right away.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to send you the application. If you could fill that out and send me the quote and the lease.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go from there. But it sounds like you have everything else in place that needs to go down. And, you know, we could help you out here.
Okay. Can I do this? The equipment quote, it's a long one. It's probably... over 30 something pages. Is there a way that I can forward that email over to you?
Oh, of course. You can email everything.
Instead of trying to copy all of those pages?
Yeah, you don't have to copy anything. If you have anything electronically, you could just send that over my way. We'll handle it that way because that's probably a lot easier, right?
Okay, yeah. Well, that's better. Yeah, because I can send you the lease and I can send you the equipment quote. Yes, there's a way that I can figure out how to forward it over to you.
Of course, yeah. If you send me that via email, then, you know, we'll just have that all on file. You don't even have to worry about it. You don't have to take a trip to the post office, all that. And, we can get you an answer on some approvals within the next day or two here, Marion.
Okay, where do I send this to?
I'm going to send you an email first with the application that you have to fill out, and then just return it to me, whenever you get a chance, in the next 30 minutes to an hour.
Okay, and then it'll have it'll show me where to email you.
Yeah, exactly.
These documents.
Here, you could just take my email down just in case you need it. It's P.
Mm-hmm.
as in Pete. Mm-hmm. Deegan, D-E-E-G-A-N, that's dog, elephant, elephant, golf, apple, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at bankofcardiff.com, and Cardiff is spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank, Frank.
Okay.
And I'll send you an email first, and you could just reply to that with all the information needed.
Okay.
But just
what city are you all in?
What?
What city are you in?
I'm out of the San Diego office right now, but we have offices in Los Angeles and New York as well.
Okay. All righty. Well, I look forward to that email, and we get.
I'll send it over in 2 minutes here. All right.
Thank you much.
It was great chatting with you. Bye.
Bye-bye.